Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Join Grandpa and two boys as they prepare their fishing equipment, try to get the catch of the day while enjoying their time spent together in this charming picture book by author D.R. Rands. The two boys ask Grandpa if they can go fishing. Grandpa thinks that's a great idea, but first he teaches the boys what to prepare for before they go fishing. He tells them how to get the fishing equipment, the net, life jackets, worms, minnows, anchor, and jigs. Then Grandpa takes them to a secret fishing spot. Will the boys learn to fish? Will the boys be able to catch a fish? Find out as they join Grandpa and the boys in their fishing adventure. The adventure is the book, Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? And the author, D.R. Rands, joining us on This Week in America. Dave, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Rick.
What an excellent job on this book. And we'll talk about the book and the process in putting the book together because it's such a charming, engaging book. First of all, where did the inspiration come from? I understand this is the first book that you've written. What made you decide, oh, I've got this story, I think I'm going to actually put it into a book?
My grandson, they were born, both boys were born last year, last summer. And I just kind of wanted to do something for them. And what a great way, I thought, to do this, because there's really not a whole lot of grandpa books out there where they get to do something together. And, you know, a lot of this is about family. You know, family is very important. You know, even to have the little kids interacting with grandmas and grandpas, it's a great time for all that stuff. So I just kind of put it all together, and I'm going to do this. And, you know, of course, I had to ask permission from my wife.
The real publisher, you had to get permission from her to go forward with the storyline. It is such a great message that we'll touch on during the course of the program. The two young boys spending time with the grandparents, really looking forward to it, excited about going on the fishing trip. What made you decide? And by the way, I'll mention that on the video portion of this, which you'll find on YouTube, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on video, you'll actually see the interview we're doing with David, and you'll see the two young grandsons that are sitting in, and he's actually reading the book to them. So the book has come. You haven't been fishing yet, but the book has come in handy so far. What made you decide to do the fishing aspect of it? Was this something that was special to you as a child?
Yeah, when I was growing up, my father, my grandfather, we would go fishing, and we had a blast. And my grandpa would take me fishing, and then when he got older, I would take him fishing. So all of my kids have grown up fishing, loving the outdoors, camping, hunting, etc. It's a good way to not have the kids sit in front of all the electronic devices.
Exactly.
You need to get outside, learn how to do something, have some fun, and just be outside and learn how to enjoy the outdoors instead of being inside all the time.
In the story, and I mentioned that the grandpa is explaining to the kids what all they need to do this, including the safety equipment. You've got a few subtle messages as we're going through. You're not hitting them over the head with that message, but that's actually a part of it, I'm sure, as a fisherman, especially as a young fisherman. That's an important part of what you do, isn't it, to get the safety equipment together?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you know, being from northern Minnesota, we have a lot of lakes up there, and, you know, it's a requirement for little kids to have life jackets on. So that's the first thing you do is find the life jackets or you don't get to go.
And Grandpa takes them to the secret fishing spot. That's a big deal if Grandpa's willing to give up the secret fishing spot, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think every grandpa has a secret fishing spot.
Yes.
You know, it's wherever you happen to be. You may have five or six on the same lake.
You know, it's interesting, once they get out there, he tells them that not only are they going to have some fun fishing to see what they can catch, anything they catch, they're going to eat. And that really takes on a new significance, doesn't it? They actually are contributing to the meal that evening.
Right. And if you notice also, they kept two fish for dinner.
Yes.
You know, if you've got a license and you can keep six, you know, I'm all for the conservation part of, you know, wanton waste. I mean, just take what you're going to eat and leave the rest. And when you need more, there'll be more to go catch.
We're talking
about a great time to go back out and do that again.
Well, yeah. And again, it's one of those messages that you have in there. You're going out, you're finding fish to eat. When you don't need any more fish to eat, you just put them back. The book is Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? The author is D.R. Rains. The book you'll find wherever you usually find books. We'll direct you to bookventure.com in the bookstore. All that information available, of course, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, and I'll talk in a second about the illustrations, but when the boys are out there and they actually start getting a little bit of action, their excitement and the smiles on their face, that's really something. That's a great part of growing up, isn't it? It's one thing to go fishing. It's another thing to actually catch something when you're out fishing.
Yeah, that's always a bonus when you catch some fish. It's just fun. It's fun to watch the kids as they get excited. They know what's going on, and they're having fun, and there's a little competition there. One catches one, and the other one says his is bigger, and of course, so there's always competition there, and who's going to catch the biggest fish.
You know, it's a great story, and then they're able to share this. The grandmother is there, and the whole family is together, and they're able to make a meal out of what they actually caught that day. And the big payoff for Grandpa, you know, he's doing this, maybe it's a one-time deal. As the kids go to bed, they indicate the title of the book, Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? They had so much fun, they're falling asleep with a smile on their faces. They want to do this again.
Right. Right, yeah, they want to go back tomorrow, and Grandpa just smiles at them. Right, boy.
That, yes, and you've got, you close the book talking about, I hope that someday my grandchildren will ask me to take them fishing. They're reading the book. You're reading the book to them at a young age. I have a feeling that's not going to be a problem, that they're going to be wanting to do that. Let's talk about the process of putting the book together. Once you get this idea to put together Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing, you've got an illustrator. Talk about the process of doing that, because the book is so well done from a tech standpoint and from a graphic standpoint. The pictures, once you turn the page, they jump out at you. I'm sure their children find them very attractive. I know this adult found them very attractive. Talk about getting the illustrator and having it really complement the story, the process of doing that.
Well, when I originally wrote the book, I just made some rough drawings to send in with what I wanted on each page. And the illustrator kind of took over from there. We went back and forth a few times. And, I mean, they did a wonderful job. So it was back and forth. And at first, Grandpa was bald. And, well, Grandpa has hair now.
So, thank you.
And the boys were a little bit bigger. So we shrunk them down a little bit because my grandsons are just over a year old now. So we grew them up a little bit, but shrunk them down from the original illustrations. So they're small boys, but they're old enough to know what they want to do.
Yeah, and the tone of the book is interesting. It's lighthearted. At the same time, the book is full of fun and full of love. Talk about the process of getting just the right words. You've got this message in your mind. Now you've got to get them down to a text that moves the story along, relatable for young readers. How was that process, getting just the right words, setting the right tone?
It took me a few times to figure out exactly what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And actually, I just had a little notebook that I would just kind of go through and scratch out words and put other words in and go back to the other words that I had. So it took me a little bit to get it the way I wanted it. But I think it turned out very well.
It actually turned out exceptionally well. This is an excellent book. D.R. Rands is our guest. The book is Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Check out other places for books as well, but we'll direct you there. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the link that will take you to that website. One review I read talked about the book was about family and fun. And I'm thinking, boy, that's probably, when you started out, if someone has said the book is about family and fun, you would have said thank you. That was a job well done in getting that message across.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Family is very important to me.
And that comes across in the story. The book is Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? And I mentioned the tone of the book, vocabulary as well. Again, I keep going back to sometimes people think if you write a children's book, it's probably not that complicated. And I'm thinking probably even more editing than in writing adult novels. You have to get just the right words. You can't use a whole lot of them. Talk about the vocabulary, because there's something there that even young children could be able to read this book to younger children and certainly, you know, get together and read it with adults. Vocabulary really fits the young reader, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of tailored towards the younger generation, younger kids. I guess they'd be juveniles, not necessarily a children's book, but I think they label this as a juvenile book, that book venture. Kind of how I felt when I was writing it. I don't have anything to compare it to because this is my first book, so I really don't know how to compare to other books.
Well, it compares very favorably. I know from the books that we've done. I mean, this just has such a simple message. It's well told. It's well illustrated. Boy, it's just a great book where the family can get together. Family takes part in the story in the book, but can also take part in, you know, in reading the book and sharing the story as you're doing with your two grandchildren, which we see in the picture. And by the way, if you go again to YouTube, you'll be able to pick up the video with that. You mentioned first book. You've got to work on a follow-up. Are you working on something now?
Well, I've got some ideas. You know, we'll see how this one does first. And, you know, if this one sells well and I have more ideas, yes. Grandpa and the boys and his grandson.
Yeah, I can see this as a continuing saga, isn't it?
Well, you know, I hope so. Because, well, if there is another book, there will be another grandchild in the book also.
Oh, interesting. So, okay, you've got another one that you can read to. So congratulations. That's that's good. I mean, what a legacy to leave these books for other young children to enjoy, but for your grandkids to enjoy as well.
Right. And, you know, every grandpa that would read this book is going to chuckle. That's a fisherman, because everybody's got a secret fishing spot.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you said as we were talking that sometimes it's secret fishing spots, plural, rather than singular.
Right. Because if you're not catching fish in one spot, to keep their attention, you have to go to another secret fishing spot.
You could probably do a full book just on secret fishing spots up in Minnesota, those that work, those that no longer work. The book is Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? D.R. Ranz, the author and our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the show. Interesting, when you got involved in writing this, did you read a lot as a child? Did you have any influences as you were growing up in terms of reading?
I really wasn't a big reader. You know, Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, yes.
A lot of Dr. Seuss stuff, but not a real big reader, but, you know, I just felt compelled to do this for my grandson.
Well, obviously very talented to be able to go through, especially on the first book, and put out something like this. What has this process been like for you? Has this been, I would think it would be very enjoyable to be able to write something and then, well, I'll ask you that, then I'll ask about your reaction when you saw the published book for the first time. What was the experience like for you?
It was very much of a learning experience because I really didn't have any clues to what I was doing. You know, I sent in rough drawings and words to Book Venture and they pretty much put it all together for me and did a great job with that. The whole thing has been a learning curve. You know, there's a lot of things I really didn't realize that you need to do to get a book published and for sales and stuff like that. So it's going to be put in some book fairs, national book fairs this summer or this fall and next spring, fall, winter, and spring. So it's supposed to be in 5 national book fairs in the next year.
That'll be great, and it's maybe a little early to start talking about the holidays, but what a great gift for birthdays, for the holidays, basically any time of the year. D.R. Rand's our guest, Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? I'm sure the book fairs will be an interesting experience for you, and you touch on something. So often people think, I'll write the book, and then everything else sort of falls into place. Then you got to become a businessman and a marketer, don't you, after you get the book written?
Well, somewhat, yes. Yeah, you hire people to do that.
Yes, yes.
Because I would have no clue as to who to inquire with about selling the book, and you know, that's where Book Venture comes in. They're assisting with all that, and that's just kind of the way we decided to go with this.
Well, yeah, it's nice to turn it over to somebody else and let them use their years of expertise and get it done. What was that moment like when you saw the finished book for the first time? I mean, all of the hours that you put into this, all of the love that you put into this, to actually hold a copy of your book. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was real exciting. I read it, looked at it, showed it to my wife, said, "Oh, I can't wait till I get to show this to the boys." This was a surprise to my kids. I didn't tell them I was doing this, that I was writing a book. So that picture that I've got with the two boys, we were all on a family vacation, like a little weekend. We rented a cabin, and we were all there. And that was the first time the whole family had seen the book.
And I'm sure that's a moment that you won't forget, will you?
Right. They were pretty surprised.
And I'm telling you, the grandchildren are very young, but they're looking at the book. You've captured them with the pictures as well. So you can just sort of, if you can't read, you can look at the pictures and sort of understand what's going on. And like I say, when they're out fishing and the kids start getting a little bit of action out there, you can see the excitement, the smiles on their faces. And Grandpa, at the end of the book, when he puts them into bed, tucks them in for the night, and they ask Grandpa, "Can we go fishing?" They want to go back out again. So it's a job really well done. It's an excellent book. The book is called Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? D.R. Rands, R-A-N-D-S, is the author. You'll find the book at bookventure.com in their bookstore. Very easy to find. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the book. It's got a great cover. I love the colors. I love the illustration. It's just so well done. Dave, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on an excellent first book, and we'll be looking forward to book number two and for Grandpa to continue living life with his grandkids. It's a wonderful concept, and we'll look forward to book number two.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, you got to teach the kids to love the outdoors. That's the basic thing. Get them outside, get them busy, get them away from the electronics, and just enjoy them.
I realize it was a different generation, but I can remember when my generation growing up and our kids, literally you had to go try to get them inside at 9 o'clock at night or whenever sunset was during the summer because everybody wanted to be outdoors. And you sort of walk through neighborhoods now and there's not a whole lot of activity outdoors, is there?
No, it's kind of a sad thing, you know. They need to go outside and play.
Yeah, all the memories they have in interacting with nature and interacting with the other kids, and you bring that home in such a charming way in the book, Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? Dave, a pleasure to have you on the program. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Again, congratulations on an excellent first book. Best wishes on the next one, and we'll be back and talk about it.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
We will do that. Outdoors, get outdoors later this afternoon. It's too nice to be inside the rest of the day. The book, Grandpa, Can We Go Fishing? D.R. Rands, our guest on the program. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You're listening to This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.